Hi everyone, I hope you're keeping well and welcome to episode 3 of Keeping Up With Family Law. I am Belle Bogan and I am a family solicitor at Bell & Buxton. This third podcast is going to be in relation to conducting court proceedings as yourself, as what's called a litigant in person, and the pros and cons of this, and why ultimately you might just need a family solicitor to deal with your matter for you. Now, more than ever, we have seen an increase in the number of clients who have come to us having already started family proceedings themselves. This is mainly in relation to divorce proceedings or children matters. There can be many reasons for this, but the main one being the coronavirus pandemic. A lot of people might find themselves on furlough or more concerned about their overall finances due to the current pandemic and the effects on the economy as a result of this. This all has a knock-on effect and therefore could be one of the main factors as to why someone would choose to issue court proceedings themselves rather than visiting a solicitor. All it takes for a client is a simple look online and there is a wealth of information detailing how and why an application should be made, the grounds that the person needs to prove and what a judge will look at when making their decision. It's therefore quite easy for someone to fall into the trap of believing that family law applications are straightforward and don't require a solicitor. In many respects, this can sometimes be true. It's been made easier for lay people to issue proceedings so that there is no need for legal professionals to be involved, especially early on in the proceedings. Application forms are now available on the gov.uk website and they are written with less legal jargon and also guidance pages attached to assist the individual completing the form. As I mentioned earlier, another one of the factors which is tempting for someone to go down this path is finances. And receiving a fee estimate from a solicitor or finding out what their hourly rate is often scares people away and leads them to believe that they will save money by starting the proceedings themselves while maintaining complete control over the issue that they face. The family law process is also set up to be straightforward to understand, with many aspects falling down to complying with the order of the court, and therefore it is easy to understand why people choose to start proceedings themselves and see how far they can run with it without the need for legal professionals to become involved. Everything, however, comes at a cost. What the individual saves in cash is spent in hours of research and second thoughts as to whether or not the application or statement that you have drafted is good enough. At Bell & Buxton, we deal with applications on behalf of applicants and respondents on a daily basis. We are therefore obviously extremely familiar with the processes and substance behind the applications that are presented to court. Having someone experienced guiding you and providing you with advice takes away the emotional toll that is often placed on you when you are representing yourself in any legal proceedings. Clients that have started the process themselves often have found themselves overwhelmed by the amount of work and attention that family court proceedings can require. This is an easy trap to fall into due to the apparent ease with which it takes to issue the application in the first place. However, the closer the date for a final hearing comes, or whereby you are asked to provide further information to the court, i.e. drafting a statement, the more difficult and burdensome the process can become. Often enough, barristers will also become involved within the proceedings. Now, obviously, if there are two litigants in person, then this might not necessarily be the case. However, if you are a litigant in person and the other party either has a solicitor or some sort of legal representation, then you may feel that you are on the back foot and feel the effects of that burden even more. From our experience, clients often feel that their ability to start matters on paper are fine up until the point that they are asked by a judge to explain their perspective. That is not to say that judges give litigants in person a hard time. It's their duty as a judge to explain everything to litigants in person in plain English to ensure that you are clear of what is required of you and when it is required of you, and also that any questions that you have are answered. However, this can be quite daunting and it does often affect people's confidence of going into a courtroom and presenting their own matter. Even a simple inquiry with us beforehand might help you understand the process moving forward and what is to be expected. We can advise you on the process of resolving the issue you face, how the court will approach this issue and the likely arguments that could be put forward by the other side. We are able to work with you from the start and develop a relationship in which your matter will be dealt with the care and attention it deserves, and we would keep you updated along the way. At Bell & Buxton, we keep your best interests at heart and ensure that we give you a comprehensive and thorough service at every stage of your matter. Likewise, if you do find yourself in the position that you are confident and also comfortable enough, we understand that family law disputes are some of the most stressful and emotional times of someone's life, and we are happy to help overall with any stage of the proceedings that you find yourself, whether at the start, in the middle, or right at the end when a final hearing is due to be listed. Please therefore do not hesitate to contact us at any time whenever you have any queries on our contact number, which is 0114 220 2186. Thank you very much, and I hope that you found that useful and that it was also insightful to hear the pros and cons of what might be if you find yourself in such a situation.